When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
According to new court documents, the Boulder, Colorado hate crime assailant wanted to kill all Zionist people. And this, of course, comes just a week after that Chicago man who also yelled Free Palestine was charged with fatally shooting two Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum in Washington. Joining us this morning is the Midwest Regional Director at the Anti-Defamation League, David Goldenberg. David, good morning. I guess my first question is, what do you say now to Jewish organizations and people who are afraid? What can they do?
Yeah, well, it's a tough question, right? And first, thank you for having me on and for having this discussion. The Jewish community is a resilient community. We have been throughout the history of time, and that's not going to change now. We're taking the necessary steps from a safety and security perspective to keep our institutions, to keep our community safe. The reality is that today, while there are some new things that may be occurring, the reality is that we have always been concerned about safety. You know, I often tell this story that my three young kids are never going to walk into a synagogue where the door is not opened by an armed security guard. That's just their reality. Mm-hmm. And so in the community, we're reeling right now. We are reeling with sadness. We're reeling with anger. And we're reeling with astonishment. And astonishment because this was predictable. It was never a question of if, it was always a question of when. It's a direct result of a rise in anti-Jewish rhetoric, of anti-Israel rhetoric that inflames individuals, that fans the flames of anti-Semitism, shall we say, that ultimately you're going to have people who are going to take it to the next level in this particular case. We have someone who is trying to literally burn elderly Jews alive for no other reason that they're marching in support of bringing home 58 hostages who are being held by an international terrorist organization, including dead Americans. And so this was predictable.
Yeah. And sad and sickening to see that video yesterday. David, I know you've studied this as a member of the Illinois Commission on Discrimination and Hate Crimes. It seems that the spike in these kinds of crimes and it was like 10 years ago it started to go up, the numbers. Any ideas as to what triggered this?
Yeah, look, we saw a steady decrease for quite some time. So ADL's been tracking anti-Semitic incidents. Let's just use anti-Semitism first and then go broadly. ADL's been tracking anti-Semitic incidents since 1979. And things were slowly decreasing over time. And about 8 to 10 years ago, we started seeing a slow uptick that obviously spiked. But the last, I think, 5 of the last 6 years have been record levels of anti-Semitic incidents that ADL's tracked, and we're talking incidents of harassment, vandalism, and violence against members of the Jewish community and Jewish institutions. And so we've seen this dramatic spike, and that, you know, exploded after October 7th. And at the same time, we're experiencing a 20-year high in the number of hate crimes in the United States. We've seen the political rhetoric, I would say the deterioration of political rhetoric, shall we say, of civil discourse, where things that politicians would have said 10 years ago would have disqualified them from office, today it gets them a 5 to 10 point jump in the polls. And so this idea that groups and organizations don't have a responsibility or there's not a direct correlation to the language that they use, shall we say, to real-life incidents and a rise in hate crimes and a rise in hate in America, it's just not true because there is a direct correlation.
Yeah, and it happened, well, the spike started, as you point out, long before the Israeli-Hamas war, and it does coincide with our increased political polarization.
Things were bad on October 6th.
Exactly.
October 7th attack. Mm-hmm. We were already having record levels of anti-Semitism on October 6th, mm-hmm. and we were already screaming from the rooftops and concerns about that on October 6th. And in many ways, our worst nightmares in some ways have come true since then.
Is there a solution to this?
It's hard to put hate back into the bag. But what it is that there needs to be an understanding and an acceptance in the role that elected officials, that organizations play to inflame the situation. Here in Chicago, we have a mayor who has continued to appoint and elevate individuals with histories of being hostile to the Jewish community. We have organizations who give tongue-in-cheek thoughts and prayer statements while using inflammatory language. And we have other elected officials, aldermen, who put social media posts out there saying, I'm looking for an anti-Zionist pediatrician for my kid. Well, the reality is that what she's saying is, I'm looking for a non-Jewish pediatrician, right? This idea that Jews are being demagogued and treated as second-class citizens in the minds of some and in their language makes it more dangerous for the Jewish community. It's not just a law enforcement question. It's a leadership question.
Right. And, my gut says solutions to hate, talk to people, talk to one another. I guess that's simplistic. And the guy in Colorado plotted over a year to target a Jewish group. So, we wonder if that would do any good. But you do have to be exposed to all different kinds of people. So hate is diminished, don't you think?
I think that's true, and what you've got to be also is you've got to be willing and open to admitting that you're not right. And by that I mean, as you get to know someone, right? Hate and any type of, shall we say, ism and obia is often fueled in lies and misinformation. The thing about anti-Semitism is it's not, I hate a Jewish person, it's not just that. What it is it's rooted in age-old conspiracies. And so this idea from when it comes to anti-Semitism and hate towards Jews, it's these conspiracies that fuel the hate. And so you have to be open and willing to say, what I thought I knew is not actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we like to talk to people and encourage them to say, is that... are you talking about one individual or are you talking about the whole group? Right. And mm-hmm. so it's an important piece and aspect of it. And it's really, and the thing about it right now is that if you're not willing to engage, you're not willing to admit that you're wrong. And if you're not willing to take responsibility for your rhetoric and for your language and the inflammatory nature of it, then you and I are going to be back on the radio talking at some point when the next horrible incident occurs targeting the Jewish community.
Yeah, sad but true. Talk to people, listen to people. Nobody is born with this hatred. David Goldenberg, Midwest Regional Director at the Anti-Defamation League. Appreciate our talk this morning. Thank you, David.
Thanks for having me.